We're doing Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 13th chapter, the 4th Pasuk. The Nevi had described how the Persian Empire would come and take down the Babylonian Empire. So this prophecy is focusing on the destruction of the Babylonian Empire. After Yeshayahu spoke about the Babylonian Empire's destroying the Jewish Empire, he continues and describes the continuation of history, where the Persian Empire will come and destroy the Babylonian Empire. Yeshayahu is after kings. It's after Melachim. It should be about there. A little bit before that. Yirmiyahu before Yirmiyahu. After Melachim before Yirmiyahu.
Oh, Yeshayahu.
Yeshayahu 13:4.
13? Okay, nice.
Good. Kol hamon beharim demut amrav. There will be a sound of the masses approaching. A large nation will be ascending towards the Babylonian Empire. Kol she'on. It'll be a sound like waves crashing. Mamlechot goyim nesafim. It is the kingdom of nations gathering. Adonai tzevot mefaked tzeva milchama. It is God who is leading. He is the general leading this nation to war, because as the Navi is prophesizing, it is part of God's plan to lead the Persian Empire to victory against the Babylonians. They're coming from a distant land. They're coming from the edge of the sky. Adonai yuchlei za'amo lechabel kol ha'aretz. It's as if God is bringing the tools of His anger to destroy the land. That's the Persian Empire that's coming to take down the Babylonian army. Heilelu kikarov yom Adonai. As though He's telling the Babylonian Empire, Heilelu, weep, call out, cry, because the day of Hashem's reckoning is coming. It's soon. Kishod mishada yavo. It's going to be the destruction that's so difficult. It'll be as though the plundering was done by Hashem Himself. Kishod mishada yavo. Shod. It's a play on words. Shod means plundering. Mishakai from Hashem yavo. Al kein kol yadayim tirpena. Because this is imminent, that's why the Babylonian hands will be weak. When a person feels like all his power is drained, so his hands lie limp by his side, he has a hard time even picking up his hands. Al-Kain, because God has prophesied that the Persian Empire will attack and be victorious, kol yadayim tirpena. Now, what I just said, that interpretation of the words Al-Kain, is my own. I don't know who says that. I think if my interpretation is correct, that Al-Kain refers to God's prophecy, then there's a correlation between this prophecy and what happens in Daniel. Rashi in Daniel quotes from Josephus that in the night of that fateful party when Belshazzar took out the vessels of the temple, so Daniel came in and said, "You've been found wanting, you're going to lose your kingdom. The Persian Empire will be victorious. Mene, mene, tekelu parsin." He read the writing on the wall. Said, "You've been found lacking and your empire is going to be destroyed by the Persian Empire." And because Daniel said that, so that night, one of Belshazzar's servants sneaked up on him and executed him, assassinated him. And that's what led to the victory of the Persian Empire. So then, if I'm right, that Al-Kain, because of God's prophecy, kol yadayim tirpena, so that's super accurate. That even his own soldiers felt like they don't stand a chance, because God has already told them they're going to lose. The writing's on the wall. V'chol levav enosh yimas. And all the hearts of mankind will melt. The men on the Babylonian side. Now here we have a very unusual thing. We have Shalsheles in Navi. Shalshelis is a unique tam. We have it only a few times in the Torah. And one of the times is when Lot is taking his time, collecting his money. So it says, Vayit Mama. Because it's pointing out how long he took. When it says that Yosef refused Potiphar's wife. So it says, Vayimain. Again, it's the longest tune we have. And here is one of the few places where you actually have it in Navi. The Navi is describing the fear of the Babylonians, and so the trump is a shalshelet. V'nivhalu. And they will be gripped with fear. Tzirim b'chavalim yochizun. They will be taken with birth pains, with contractions. Kayoleda yechilun. They will have fear like a woman who is giving birth. Ishel re'ehu yitmahu p'nei le'avim p'neihem. They'll look at one another in wonderment as their faces turn yellow in fear, and they will look like their faces are on fire. Just like the flame is yellow, so too their faces will be p'nei le'avim, faces that have turned yellow like a flame. Hine yom Adonai ba. Behold, that day of reckoning is coming from Hashem. Achzari ve'evra v'charon af. That day will be a day of cruelty. That day will be a day of anger. That day will be a day of Hashem's wrath. Lasum ha'aretz leshama. God will make the land of Babylon desolate. Vechata'eha yashmid mimena. And its sinners will be annihilated from the land of Babylon. Now, historically, there's a discussion among historians what really happened when the Persian Empire took over. Because the letters that we have from that period indicate a very benevolent king. That the Persian king actually tried to be very kind to the Babylonians. So the wording over here, v'chata'eha, the sinners of Babylon will be annihilated, might be alluding to that specifically. That's what happened. That most Babylonian citizens didn't really suffer when the leadership changed from Babylonia to Persia Mede. At least that's what we have from a historical perspective. Yeah.
I was taught that they basically wiped out the nobility and they took their wives and to give themselves some yichus, you know, like Vashti would say, they wiped out. But you're talking maybe just the average citizens and people. Maybe they could imply that they didn't just go on a rampage.
They found an arch that over the entrance to the city of Babylon or the entrance to the marketplace, they inscribed how the rights of all Babylonian citizens will be protected, and there will be equality, and it certainly seems from the different writings they found from the period that the Persians were fair to the average citizen.
I understand that the guard killed the leader, but they think that leader is still going to have an heir to the throne. No?
It was in the middle of a war. You're right. That night they were in the middle of a war, and then they finished the war. Meaning that night the Persians attacked. They were given Belshazzar's head, and when they saw his head, they realized that there's no leadership, and then they continued the attack, and then they were victorious.
It's a smart way to rule, actually. It's when you're relatively few in number. Romans did it too, right? I mean, you can't rule over a huge empire and a mass of people if the whole citizenry are against you. You have to have some way of, I think some of the Josephus, right, some of the generals who worked for Rome were Jewish at a certain time, and they used other places they occupied. They tried to, you know, incorporate some of the locals, because otherwise it doesn't work. They spend so much energy and manpower trying to subdue the rest of the population, or you just wipe them out completely.
There were 10,000 Jewish slaves that built the amphitheater in Rome. I'm saying that's
No, I mean, this is, you know, when the after, we started talking before, yeah, after the destruction, forget it, no mercy. But, yeah, I mean, but it makes sense with the book with the Persians.
Yeah. Ki chochvei ha-shamayim uchsi lehem. Because the stars in heaven, uchsi lehim. So that's an interesting word. We know ksil could mean a fool. Ksil could mean the mazal, the zodiac. The stars of heaven, so one of the forms of the zodiac is called ksil. Ksil and kima. So over here, some want to say that it's a reference to all the shapes in the zodiac, because one of them is called Ksil, so all of them are called Ksil Lehem. There's a discussion among the commentaries, how do we translate this word, Ksil Lehem? again? Thursday night. So the stars in the heaven and the different constellations, lo yahelu oram, they will not give off their light. Chasha chashemesh b'tzeito. It's as though the sun, when it comes time to rise, will turn dark. Ve'yareach lo yagia oro. And the moon will not give off its light. Ufakati al tevel ra'a. I will remember the evil actions of the Babylonian Empire. I will remember their cruelty towards Israel. Ve'al reshayim avonam. I will remember the cruelty of the wicked people of Babylon. Ve'ishbati geon zedim. And I will make the pride of those wicked leaders, I will make it cease. V'gavat aritzim ashpil. And the pride of the mighty I will subdue, says Hashem. O kirenosh mipaz. And then I will make enosh. The simple reading over here is that it's talking about the average human being. The deeper meaning is it's talking about those that are God-fearing people. Okir enosh, I will make those that are God-fearing more precious than paz, than a precious stone. So that's one understanding. Chazal say this is a reference to Daniel and his friends. When Daniel reads the writing on the wall, you guys know the story. The Babylonians were in the middle of a war with the Persian Mede Empire. Belshazzar thought the 70 years that Jeremiah, that Yirmiyahu the Navi prophesied were up. And so that night he had just won a great victory in one of the battles. So he took out the vessels of the temple and celebrated with them. And in the middle of the party, suddenly they see a hand appear and write on the wall. And no one could figure out what the hand had written. And they brought all the wise men and no one could read it. And then Daniel came along and he was able to read it. And he read it and he told them, the writing says, Minei, minei, tekelu parson. And he interpreted it. He explained to them that God was very upset with them for using the vessels of the temple. And because of that, they have to realize that the kingdom is over. Now, that night, when Daniel was the only one who could interpret the writing, so then they gave him royal clothing and everyone started valuing him. He had one night of glory until the Babylonian Empire really crumbled. So the Navi...
Wasn't he a big shot of Bordeaux? He was.
The Navi describes, Okir enosh mipaz, I will make him, that spectacular human being, I will make him more precious than precious stone. Ve'adam miketem ofir. I will make man more precious than the valuable gold that comes from the place called Ophir. Al kein shamayim algiz. Hashem says, because of all the destruction I'm bringing on to Babylon, I will have to make the heavens thunder. V'tir'ash ha'aretz mimekoma. Hashem says, I will make the heavens thunder, and the earth will tremble from its place. Be'evrat Adonai tzevaot uv'yom charon apo. With God's anger, the day of God's wrath. Now, Chazal tell us on a deeper level that any time a nation goes down, what Hashem does is He first knocks down their angel, their representative in heaven. First He gets knocked down from His place in heaven, and then Hashem takes down the nation itself. And that's referenced in different places in Tanakh. One of them is this pasuk, Al ken shamayim argiz. First Hashem says, in heavens, I'll make a great noise. As the Babylonian angel will be knocked off his pedestal, he will be knocked down, and then v'tirash ha'aretz mimkoma, then the earth will tremble as the Babylonian empire actually falls down below.
Where's the next question? Because you could talk about that.